In Parshas Noach, we read that Noach was childless for 500 years. So let's pause and imagine the pain and the anguish he must have endured during all of those years. The loneliness, the heartbreak, the despair. Noach looks around and he sees a world full of wicked people. And they're all thriving. They have children, they have families, they have joy. And he, the tzaddik tamim, is childless. He must have wondered, why Hashem? I'm doing everything right. Why am I the one that's suffering? Where's the reward for all of my efforts? Only later was it revealed what an incredible kindness Hashem had done for him. Had Noach fathered children hundreds of years earlier, they would have grown up before the Mabul in a world of corruption and would have likely perished in the Mabul. But Hashem in His infinite wisdom waited. Noach's children were only born 100 years before the Mabul when they were not yet held accountable, and therefore all of them survived. So it turned out that Noach's tefillahs were answered in the best way possible. Likewise, we find a similar idea with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe davened 515 tefillahs, begging to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem told him, Rav Lach, enough, do not speak to me about this matter ever again. The conventional understanding of Rav Lach is that Moshe's prayers were denied. However, Reb Leibel Eger says something beautiful. In reality, Moshe was answered. He got everything he wanted and more. When the Pasuk said Rav Lach, it means that Hashem told him, Rav Lach, I'm giving you so much, even more than you requested. You don't need to pray for this matter anymore. I've already granted you your request and a lot more. How did Moshe get more than he requested for? So Chazal explained, had Moshe entered Eretz Yisrael and built a Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash could have never been destroyed. So when the Jewish people sinned, Hashem would have had no choice but to take out His wrath, Chas V'Shalom, on Klal Yisrael itself. But by not allowing Moshe to enter into Israel, Hashem ensured that the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed, sparing the Jewish people. So what seemed to be like a big no to Moshe was really the greatest yes of all time. And the same was true for Noach. For centuries, he may have felt ignored, but in reality, Hashem was protecting him in the most merciful way possible. And this is how we should view all of our situations as well. Sometimes a person does everything right. He comes to shul on time, he daves with kavana, he works tirelessly to raise his children with Torah values. Yet, he doesn't see results. Then he looks over at his neighbor, and he's hardly putting in any effort. And his children are all amazing, being accepted into the top yeshivas and the top seminaries. You're working endless hours and you're barely making ends meet. And your friend makes one business deal and he's set for life. He's on vacation for 6 months out of the year. And after a while, we get discouraged and we give up and we stop davening. When we don't see salvation, we become frustrated and we stop asking. But we must remember that all of our prayers are being heard. And Hashem will use every single one of them to benefit us in the most profound way. He knows what's best. And sometimes remaining in a difficult situation is what's best for us. It's incumbent upon us to never despair, no matter how bleak things look. Every prayer is precious. Every prayer does wonders for us, even when it seems that we're not being answered. It's only because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. In the early 1930s, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky applied for a very prestigious rabbinical position in Europe. He was by far the most qualified candidate. But the position went to someone of far less stature. And Rabbi Yaakov was devastated. He had davened so hard to get that job, and he could not understand why he was passed over. Rabbi Yaakov had no other source of parnasa, so reluctantly, he moved to America. That move changed Jewish history. Rabbi Yaakov went out to become the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas and one of the Gedoyla Hadar of his generation. Years later, he gathered his family, and he told them what had happened to the man who had been chosen for that European rabbinical position. He and his entire community were wiped out by the Nazis. Rabbi Yaakov said, when I didn't get that job, I was so upset. I davened so hard and I couldn't understand why Hashem said no. But now I see it was the greatest kindness of all. Had I gotten what I davened for, all of us might not be alive today. We never know what Hashem's plans are. What looks dark and painful now may one day be revealed as the greatest blessing. There's a famous phrase, sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. But perhaps it should be rephrased. Hashem's greatest gifts are what we perceive to be unanswered prayers. Because there's no such thing as unanswered prayers. No prayer goes to waste, and every prayer is answered. But sometimes, we just have to wait a little bit longer to realize it. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.